This is welcomed news in terms of the commitment to our ATU, which is one of the biggest economical and social drivers that we've had here in our region in the past decade, really. I'm delighted that there'll be over 2 million allocated to the purchase of world-leading research equipment. This is essential in terms of research and development and the need to promote, to offer innovations in terms of industry and to promote inward investment into our region here. So that's very welcome today.
As you say, Councillor, today's announcement is welcome in terms of funding 6.2 going to the ATU campuses around the region. It's a welcome boost for the region. And also this week we saw a breakthrough in terms of student accommodation with Sligo County Council approving the sale of land to ATU Sligo to build purpose-built student accommodations. So the future is looking bright for the ATU, particularly in the northwest.
It absolutely is. And that investment in terms of purchasing that site for 900 beds for student accommodation is a really welcome move as well. So we just need to get that through as soon as possible, and there's full commitment for that building of that accommodation for our students. So we will have a state-of-the-art university with a state-of-the-art accommodation for our students, which will attract students into the town, which improves our economy here locally as well. So it has huge potential, the ATU, in terms of producing our future workload, workforce, and also attracting students into our town, into our university town, which it is now. And we have a very proven track record here in terms of providing third level education in St. Angela's and in the ATU campus, and that is being committed to today in terms of the 6 million funding, and it will continue to be committed to.